So, I want you to come with me to 1 Peter, chapter 2. 1 Peter. Well, actually, we're going to start at chapter 1. And we're going to flow into chapter 2. It's all one letter, but there's a lot in 1 Peter, obviously, and you can read about being holy, etc., etc., and to prepare your minds for actions, verse 13. But really, he's really telling us to be holy. And then we're going to start at verse 22. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, not the law. Obeying the truth so that you have sincere love for your brothers. What's the difference between sincere and haphazard? Sincere means you are going to be dedicated and you're not going to question your brother or sister. You're going to trust their intentions. Amen?
Amen.
But you won't get there without first checking them out.
Amen.
All right? And that's a godly thing.
Mm-hmm.
Discern. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart. You see, when you make a heart decision, it's something that's going to last. If it's a head decision, you're deciding and conditions have to be met. Just like any relationship, you're going to check, you're going to double check, you're going to triple check until you're absolutely sure that this person not only is what they say they are, but you're going to look for the fruit. If you're smart, you can be unwise and go for it and get busted. I've done that.
Amen.
More than once. But verse 23 says, "For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and enduring word of God." Living and enduring. Doesn't stop. It's alive. It's not dead. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And this is the word of the Lord that was preached to you. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. That's such a mouthful. And when you see that in yourself is when you ask for help. Because if you see it, it's because God has opened your eyes.
Amen.
If you hear it, it's because God has opened your ears. If you perceive hypocrisy or envy or slander of every kind or any kind, then do something about asking for help. Because without God's help, you're not going to be able to change it.
Amen.
You can try and you can perform yourself into oblivion and find yourself very tired and worn out and no fruit. You stay the same because it's a work of the flesh. A work of the flesh is not going to last for eternity, but a work of the Spirit, which is imperishable. If you go back to verse 23, you have been born again, not of a perishable seed, but of imperishable, living and enduring word of God. Now, verse 2 of chapter 2. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so by it you may grow up. Yeah, I'm already grown up. Well, just listen to your cry and you'll see you're not grown up. Your moaning and groaning indicates babyhood. Babyhood should be taken care of, and there's a season for that. But don't live there thinking that you're going to be there and should remain there, because there are many, many that are satisfied on that level. Mm-hmm. My suggestion is to ask the Lord for His plan to unfold. Jeremiah 29:11, He wants you to search His heart to see what He has already prepared for you. Okay? So grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Tasting something verifies whether it's good for you or if it's sour. Do you ever smell something and it smells okay, but when you taste, whoops? And that happened this week. So we were sitting at a breakfast table. The kids wanted some milk. We gave them milk. The two boys from Maine were with us, along with my daughter-in-law. And the boy said, something's wrong with the milk. Well, I had put it in my coffee and it was okay. Irene had some in her coffee. It was okay. But pure, it wasn't okay.
Wow.
Because it was just at the point of turning.
Yep.
Okay? The date on the bottle, perfectly good. But you can't trust the date, but you can trust the taste.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, we realized it was bad. It was just on the edge, but it was bad. So obviously, we didn't feed it to the kids. Don't feed yourself spiritual milk that is going sour. Think about what you're taking in. You are accountable to God and to yourself. Because there will be a day where you're going to meet the one you say is your Lord. But is He really just your Lord, or is He a convenient excuse?
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a Christian to get all the privileges. And I've met people like that. I've seen what they're up to. And the Holy Spirit said, Kim, shut up. You know why? Because I want to straighten them out. I just want to shake them and say, what are you doing? You're not fooling me. Your intention is wrong. But if I said it, I would injure them. Did you ever injure somebody without wanting to?
Mm-hmm.
And after the bruises are on them, they walk away and they blame you. And in reality, you're guilty. Because you wanted them to grow up before they're ready? I've got my 3-year-old I shared with you guys. You know? First, go to Daddy. Number 2, go to Walmart. Number 3, get my bike. Hey, he's 3 years old. He's got it down pat. He can teach a lot of adults a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Daddy first. You get some help. Daddy's going to pay for the bike. He don't know it yet, but he's going to. Why? Because it's already mine. He knows he's got a bike. And I don't think it's going to be a pink one. Might be a yellow one, match his bulldozer. But in reality, what I'm saying is, God uses everything to teach us. That little 3-year-old was determined. And repeated that same confession over and over. And he's not looking at me. I'm not the one that's going to satisfy him. He knows that. But he knows that he keeps repeating. And even yesterday, we talked about this. Because he said he wanted to go for a walk. I'm his walking partner. Grabs me by the hand. Come on, let's go for a walk. And of course, I sometimes give an excuse and But I gave in. We went for a walk and we talked. And he shows me all the different plants on his mother's lawn, et cetera, et cetera, and where Daddy's lawnmower is. And of course, we had to sit up there, and it's a riding one, so he obviously got his picture taken up there. But we talked about the bike again. He didn't forget. So you and I can really say, if a 3-year-old can remember, so can I. You can remind your Heavenly Father of what is yours. Until you get it, don't stop reminding. He's not hard of hearing. Sometimes, however, he may want to try to give you something a little bit later than your demands. See, my sister over there gave a confession about, in his timing, it will manifest. And that's important. That's an adult speaking. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 4. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men and chosen by God, precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, etc. I don't want to go on there because I believe you've got the message that it was intended. But I want to say to you that spiritual offerings are very real to God.
Amen.
Because he is spirit. Keep that in mind when you are offering your worship. Keep it in mind when you're singing in the realm of the spirit, when you're singing to him from your spirit within. He is interested in the spiritual offering that you have. So if you are operating spirit to spirit, it's going to be a whole different ballgame than trying to reason everything out of your brain. It's not because your brain is something bad. It was given to you as a gift. But your spirit is greater and it's eternal. Now close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, this message is for me.
Let me digest
it. Give me the grace to understand it.
Give me the hunger to go deeper
for your glory.
Amen?
And amen. Share some hugs with each other. And obviously enjoy a gorgeous day. Because it looks like it's really nice out there.